There we go. Hello, everybody. We are getting started right now. Me and my business partner, Tippis Simone Smith, is on here. I'll be doing the introduction today as she is rounding about. We want to present to you the greatest nonprofit owner this side of heaven. She owns the One Red Shoe that has signed major deals with major organizations in which we cannot name right now. But if you would like to know, catch her on SportsCenter. If you're around her right now, make as much noise as possible. There it is. Michelle is the poop emoji. Yes, she is. And we love her very much. She is going to regale us with her intelligence. And be ready, because now I am done with my introduction. Michelle Mueller Vow Habits, the florist.
Thank you, Antonio. That was an awesome introduction. And thank you, everybody, for tuning in on Let's Talk Tuesday. I appreciate you taking the time to listen to me talk to you about something that I know oh so well. I know about frustration. I call it frustration with a capital F because, yes, I do cuss when I get frustrated. I'm sorry. Usually my Let's Talk Tuesdays are always about a little piece of me. So, again, today you get to hear a little piece of me. And I always want to try to talk about something that I struggle with, so it actually makes me understand it more. And I feel like if I struggle with it, then somebody out there is probably struggling with it as well. And that's frustration. And frustration actually is a feeling of being upset or annoyed because we can't achieve something that we want. We can't change something that's going on. And it's actually, frustration can come in many forms, many feelings, many different things. And I'm just going to give you some examples of things that I get frustrated about. I'm going to be pretty transparent today about a few things. So they're about me, but if they relate to you, go ahead and mark them as yours. Struggling with something gets me frustrated. I struggle with sometimes of not knowing a lot of information, or there's new information. So I get frustrated. And when I get frustrated, I basically, it's kind of like having an adult tantrum. I get mad. I sometimes cry. I just want to quit. I want to put things down. I want to walk away, and I never even want to come back. So struggling with some things is frustrating for me. Annoyance. If I get annoyed with something, I get frustrated. I get annoyed when I can't find some keys, and I know I am not the only one that has ever lost a pair of keys. And then you end up getting frustrated, and if you actually look real close, they're right there in front of you. That's what frustration does to us. Frustration gives us this energy that it's negative, it's bad energy, and we go frantic and we struggle and then we get annoyed. That's what frustration is. Being overwhelmed. How many times in a day that you have this long to-do list and you get frustrated because there's no way that you can complete that list. There's no possible way. And then you don't get anything done. That's me. I'll look at a long list and I'll say, no, I'm sorry, I'm being transparent, I'm being real. It happens. Frustration brings out the worst in people. Everything about frustration, I don't think there's really anything positive about being frustrated. And the crazy thing about it is we do it to ourselves. We do it to ourselves. Sometimes I get frustrated when I'm being misunderstood, or if I can't be heard, or if I don't think I'm being heard. That's one of the worst things. And actually, it's not that we're being misunderstood. We're just not slowing down and actually explaining it right, maybe. There's a lot of times you get all worked up because the words don't come out, and then you even make it more frustrating, and the people are looking at you like, what's wrong with you? That's me. I'm the one people look at like, what's wrong with you? And that frustration causes confusion. Not only do you make yourself confused, but you confuse the people around you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, can someone mute their phone? I get a lot of background noise, and I'm not being frustrated. I'm just, where was I? Oh, if you think you're being misunderstood, and then you cause confusion, and then you get confused with yourself, and you get confused around you, and then everything is just chaotic. Frustration is negative, it's chaotic, it's crazy, and we bring it on ourselves. You can get frustrated if you get disappointed. If there's something that you were looking forward to and the plans change and you get frustrated, so what do? You just sit there like a bump on the log because you don't feel like, you feel like your whole evening is ruined, and it's not. It's that frustration that lets you think it's ruined. Frustration makes you feel like you're not in control, but you are in control. You are in control of how you react to your frustration. I don't even want to be frustrated. I don't even like the word frustration anymore. It used to be as an excuse for me. Oh, I just got frustrated. That's why I say frustration with a capital F, because to me now frustration is the new, is what's that word? It's not only a cuss word, it's a swear word. To me, frustration is a swear word because there's nothing good about it. There's nothing positive about it. Frustration makes you have self-doubt. It makes you give you bad self-talk. There's not a situation where I've been frustrated where I've actually said anything nice to myself. Not only does frustration make you angry, but it can make you cry because you feel overwhelmed. You feel like there's nothing else you can do. And so, yeah, I cry when I get frustrated. Being frustrated makes you resist things. How do I know? Can you hear? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. So I'm going to say it one more time. Frustration makes me resist things. How do I know? Because my team tells me all the time that I am resisting. And when what happens when you resist, you get more frustrated, and then you resist them even more, and then you get more frustrated, and it's just a circle. You're not going anywhere. It's like a dog trying to chase his tail. You're frustrated, and then you resist, and you're frustrated, and you resist, and it goes around and around and around. And then frustration makes me nervous. It makes me nervous because if you're frustrated, you're not in the moment. If you're frustrated, you're thinking about something that may or may not happen in the future. That's wasted energy. That's so wasted energy. And being frustrated makes you tired. It really does, for no reason, because actually, if you think about it, the other day there was an instance, and I got really, really frustrated, and I wasn't listening, I wasn't doing anything, I was just having a little fit, and within 5 seconds, it was fixed, and I was like, I'm drained, that is wasted energy and wasted time. There's one thing that you can never get back, is your time. Yeah, frustration is distracting. You distract yourself from your goal, your vision, your plans, anything that you want to accomplish. Being frustrated takes the energy away from that. Okay. I'm sorry. Technical difficulties, but I'm not frustrated. Sometimes you got to be in the moment. Being frustrated, you think you're frustrated because a mistake has been made. There's no such thing as mistakes. You're learning from it. Next time, I'm going to do this off of Deanna's computer. She gets better internet connection. I was saying that being frustrated is wasting time and energy, and it's a distraction. And I know all this because I am the master frustrator. I go through all of those emotions that I just told you about. Sometimes all of them, well, not anymore, because I'm getting better. But I would go through all of those frustrations in one day. How exhausting was that? Very exhausting. Was I moving towards my goals? No. Was I moving toward my dreams? No. I was so wrapped up in being frustrated. And then when you get frustrated, the self-doubt, the bad self-talk starts. And so I'm going to share a couple of things with you that I've done to try to get over my frustration. These are my things that I go through, being a little transparent. And some of the things that causes my frustration also is I don't listen or read. I don't actively listen when somebody's talking, or I think I know what they're going to say, so I already have an answer in my mind, and so I'm not letting them finish. Or I don't read. I don't read the Okay, hold on, I'm switching seats, guys.
Okay. Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Can you guys hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, we hear you just fine, and I muted the other one.
Okay, thank you. So here I am. It worked out really good. I'm on Deanna's computer now. She's got awesome Wi-Fi connection. No frustration at all. So what I was saying is the things that make me really frustrated is that I don't actively listen and I don't read. When someone's talking to me, I feel like I already know what they're going to say. So I complete the sentence in my mind. So I tune them out. I tune them out, and then I realize that I was wrong and I missed everything completely. So I don't actively listen. I don't read the directions when it comes time to, oh, my grandson got a new toy a couple weeks ago, and I'm like, oh yeah, I know how to do it. And no, I didn't. I had to read the directions after getting frustrated. I always resist new information. I'll ask the question, but then resist the answer. I don't think I'm the only one that does that, but hopefully with me being transparent that I can, so you guys can be a little bit more transparent with yourselves. I also have control issues. I have control issues. Who doesn't want to be in control? But I have control issues, and so when I can't control something or a situation or a conversation, yes, that's what makes me frustrated. And I save the best for last. My fourth reason why I get frustrated is I'm arrogant. Yes, I tend to think I'm better than other people. So all of those is my transparency into why I get frustrated, why I get all those emotions, why I'm wasting time, why I end up taking the long road down my journey. Because I do take the long road down my journey. How is that? Because after everything is said and done and after the frustration, everything is okay. I got to the same destination I was when I started, just a little bit longer. So I have some things that might help you in your frustration that's helped me. Number one is I slow down and I use the power of pause. It saved many, many things. It saved many things going in the trash because I couldn't figure them out. It saved many arguments from ever beginning. It's the power of pause. You have everything. One thing I realized is I have everything in me. If I just settle down and take the moment, I'll figure it out. It's not that bad. And actually, I've been doing fist bumps in the air when I actually can finish something and I didn't get frustrated. It's a great feeling. It's an awesome feeling. Another thing that helps me when I get frustrated is I just do the opposite. I do the opposite. If I feel those feelings of frustration, annoyed, and irritated, I'll just do the opposite. Or I talk it out. I got a great group of friends. I got a great circle where I can actually, okay, you guys, hold on. I go through a 1-2-3 that Shannon Clark talks about, our subconscious mind, and I start putting things through my subconscious mind and asking myself, why am I feeling this way? Why am I going through this? And it actually works. So talking it out loud to myself, and nobody's in the room. Yes, I do talk to myself, and it works. It's good talk. Or I step away. I will step away from whatever it is that's frustrating me, and yes, I'll go grab a beer. Did you not see the picture to this Zoom call? It had a glass of beer. I see you, Scott's got a glass of wine. All right, cheers. I don't have one yet. I will after this. And I've also learned to center myself. Take a deep breath. I know if Antonio's going to say something to me, and I'm like, I already feel it because I'm feeling I'm not going to like it because it's going to be something that's going to make me uncomfortable, which I know that makes me grow. It doesn't mean I like it all the time. But I like to think that if I just center myself, I just, okay, I'm ready. And it actually helps. My facial expression changes. I don't know if you ever noticed, but when you're frustrated, you tense up, you tighten up. It's like you're putting up a shield. You're blocking yourself from something that isn't really something at all. It's just feelings. It's like fear. There's no such thing as fear. Fear is all in your mind. Frustration is all in your mind. And another thing that's helped me overcome frustration is I've become more grateful. I've become very, very grateful. I used to get frustrated. You know, I used to be the lady with the 35 items in the cart standing behind the, or I used to have 10 items, I'm sorry, in my grocery cart, standing behind the lady in the express aisle at the grocery store. And she has about 35 items and she has produce. So, you know, produce, you know, you have to look up the code for everything. And of course the lady, the cashier won't know the eggplant code. So she's got to call somebody and ask her. That was frustrating for me. That was absolutely frustrating for me. Cause I'm thinking to myself, lady, you're in the express aisle and you got 35. Now I just make conversation with her. Who knows? I might be able to sell her an ATS package. So be grateful for the opportunities. Maybe you're stuck in traffic for a reason. Maybe if you were 5 minutes sooner, there was an accident up there. But for whatever it is, be more grateful. Be in the moment. Enjoy the moment. And if you can change the way that you look at things, the things that you look at change. You get different angles, different options. You have the power to create your own reality. It works. I've tried it. It really does work. So there's one thing that I can say is that after a moment of frustration is over, everything is okay. Everything's going to be just fine. It was just a moment. We're all human. We all have these moments. I can't say that I am perfect and I know everything about frustration, but I do know that my path is getting a little shorter. I'm not taking such the long road every time, and I'm learning as I grow. That's it.
That was absolutely beautiful. We're going to have Shannon Clark, if she can, if she's not in the loud bet, well, if she can. I'm going to have her lead our Q&A. Shannon Clark, I just want to talk her up a little bit, is our licensed counselor. She is someone far greater than me and someone that we need dearly. And Shannon, are you there? Let's see if you can hear me. You might unmute yourself. Are you on the phone? Let me unmute you.
20 minutes.
Yeah, you did. You went a full 20. Look at you. Okay. They won't let me unmute Shannon. So let's move now into the Q&A, and if she can unmute herself, I'll let her take over. There's a couple of things I would like to point out that Michelle said that was just so profound. Well, actually, everything she said was so profound. But what she did was she was super transparent. And I want to point that out. So let's go. So Anthony Lee, you are actually unmuted. So I'm going to pick on you first with your biceps.
Yes, sir.
Biceps. He's got his biceps all in the camera. So now we can see you work out. Anthony, ask a question or tell us something you got from the phone.
Yes, sir. What I got, it's good that you are transparent, and that's what a lot of us are afraid of, even as being speakers, because being a speaker, you got to be you, you know, transparent. But I wanted to know when you said you don't actively listen, you don't actively read, and you're very arrogant. Are you working on that? Have it got better? And another thing I want to just add on to with the frustration, because frustration, and we all do, but frustration is like buffering, worry about something that may or may not happen. And by me being a spiritual man, you know, we say pray on it. If you pray, don't worry. If you worry, don't pray. And if you pray on it, God say, if you're going to stay up all night worrying about it, I'm going to bed. So let it go.
Michelle?
To answer your question, I am getting better at it because I do actively listen. Sometimes I have to catch myself. I have to say, well, wait a minute. And what helps me is knowing that we are all connected. We are one. This person deserves the utmost respect. I don't have all the answers.
Amen.
I do not have all the answers. And I ask the question with being open. I have to check myself. I center myself. I'm like, this is exactly what I do. And Tony will tell you, I do that all the time. As far as actually reading, yes, I do that now because actually I signed up for something and I didn't cancel and I didn't know I had to cancel it. So it costed me like $79. I didn't read the print. I definitely am reading everything. The cost of that was as far as my arrogance, yes. I am working on that. I'm not sure where it came from. It's something that I haven't got it. I don't know if it's from my past, but yeah, I do. When he says I do feel like I'm better than somebody, I do feel like I'm better than people. I'm not exactly sure how that I'm not better than anybody. I can dominate in something. But as far as being better than anybody, did that answer your question?
Yes, it did. But I'm glad that you know you are acknowledging your faults, or however you want to put it, because a lot of people don't acknowledge that. If you don't acknowledge your faults or what you think is wrong, you can never overcome it. Never. Because if you don't, you're not acknowledging there's anything wrong.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I'm glad you are transparent. I'm glad you are.
That is absolutely correct.
Thank you, Anthony.
Yes, yes, absolutely correct. Michelle, let us pause for a moment and let us applaud your transparency, okay? Because if you...
Yes.
Yes, 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 yes. Definitely. Definitely we want to applaud your transparency. I'm gonna call on Scott here next. Not only does Scott have a glass of wine next to him, which makes him a friend in my book. Anybody that has a glass of wine is friends with me. Not only that, but Scott is someone who has been through the fire and the bullets. And I mean that for real. Scott knows something about combat. He knows something about military service. He's in his military uniform right now. But Scott also knows a little bit about losing. Scott, tell us what you got from the phone call. Okay, it's not letting me unmute you, Scott. You might have to do it yourself. Let's see. Okay, there you go. Okay, you may have your actual microphone muted, or yeah, or it's not plugged, your headphones not plugged all the way in. Yeah, we still can't hear you, Scott. That's okay, but you definitely are muted. I'll tell you what you do. I definitely want to hear from you. If you got a secondary phone, call in, or just hang. Yeah, okay, he's got a secondary phone. That works then. He's going to call in, so we give him time to transition. Grace, regale us with some of your left brain knowledge.
Okay. Well, I can relate to Michelle because frustration was what I suffered with as well. And like Michelle, I had to learn how to overcome frustration and not to have that in my life, because with anger comes frustration. And so working with that, and with you and the rest of my circle working with me on that to overcome that, it's hard. But if you just make a decision, that's really all it takes. Make a decision that I'm not going to be this way anymore. And I always take to heart what you have taught me. Ask yourself, are you really going to sell your happiness for whatever it is that you're frustrated about right now? Are you really, is being frustrated, is this really the action that you should take right now? Should you feel this way because of this situation? And when you really stop to evaluate what is really going on, take a step back, breathe, and say, you know what? I just may be overreacting. I just may be going a little too far with this whole situation of being frustrated and angry. So I have learned. I am very proud of Michelle. And as she gets better, because I was once in her shoes. And really, once you decide, which means to cut off feeling that way, and just really to make the decision to be happy and make an about face, it's sky's the limit. Proud of you, Michelle.
Yes, definitely. Michelle, you want to respond to that? She said about face too. That satisfied the military in me.
Thank you, Ryan. Muted. Can you hear me?
Yep, we got you.
Okay. Thank you so much, Grace. And yeah, you said it on the dot. Is this worth my happiness? And that's exactly what it is. Is it really worth your happiness? And the answer is no, it's not. Especially when it's just wasting time and you're gonna do it anyways. I mean, you're gonna follow through, and everything is okay. Everything is gonna be okay. So thank you, Grace. Love you.
Love you too.
Okay, Scott, I believe we have you now. I've got you, your cell phone unmuted, I believe. Okay, so let's go ahead.
Thank you.
And we can hear you loud and clear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Well, first of all, Michelle, one of the things that I put in the chat was, wow, you are being open, you're wearing your heart on your sleeve, you are being transparent. And we thank you for that, because when we see you lead by example, we too can follow and let our guard down as well.
Yep, he's absolutely correct. He's absolutely correct. Go ahead, Scott.
Instead of acting on impulse when you find yourself in a struggle or a situation, one thing that I am currently working on as well, not only in my personal life, but also, you know, in my relationship with my wife, is, yes, slow down a little bit and listen to yourself, listen to your heart, and then trust yourself. And you know, the Bible says, lean not to thine own understanding, and in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And that's what we have to do. And whether that's listening, just being still to listen to ourselves for our direction, or to listen to someone else that we know, love, and trust, that can help us to the next level in life. But yes, to slow down, and to slow down, trust yourself, trust your close circle, because what we have in us will help us finish things, just like you said. So that's what I got out of it, and thank you so much.
Scott, you are a jewel, my man. I just want to actually keep you unmuted for a second. I can't help myself, ladies and gentlemen. I just love our military so much. Can we just clap for Scott for absolutely no reason at all, because it's not necessary. Yes.
Thank you, Scott, for what you do.
Yes, that's Melissa telling you thank you, Scott.
You're welcome, Melissa.
Scott, we appreciate you so much. How many wars have you been? How many wars or and or combat zones have you been in, Scott? Oh, hold on. I think Okay, say it again. I think you broke up. I may have you muted. No, you're good. Oh, look at that. Look at the opposing forces don't want Scott to talk. All right, Scott has, we're going to get him back. I want him to tell us how many times he's been deployed and or at war or combat zones. We'll move on. I saw Rachel. I had her mic unmuted, so I'm unmuting Rachel right now. Rachel, you are unmuted. We'll let Scott come back in. Rachel, can you tell us something with your wisdom?
Well, I'm here at a soccer field, so if I catch any wind or you don't hear me or hear kids screaming in the background, you have to forgive me. We have kindred spirits, my friend, cut from the same cloth in many ways. And I just appreciate you so much what you're sharing, because it's those messages of where people could jump up and say, me too, or I've been there, or yeah, it's not just me. And it's so nice, because then it takes away the whole, whoa, I'm crazy. And why is this so hard for me? And I'm much the same. When it comes to technology, I reach out to my 13-year-old because I get frustrated and lots of things. I too get frustrated so easily. And I used to just walk away and say, oh, it wasn't meant to be. But now, especially with being with this group, I know to take my time. And I know that somehow if I can't figure it out, I can ask. And if the person I'm talking to doesn't know, they'll ask. And I find that it's more just a journey of the answers there sometimes. And being brave enough to ask. Before, I used to feel ashamed that I didn't know the answer to many things. And that's gone now. And mostly because of you, Michelle, and everyone in this group too. And yeah, I appreciate you sharing. It's awesome. It's nice to not feel alone. So thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Rachel. Yeah, that was something that that I've learned to do, is to ask. I mean, there's Google, and I rely on Google now. I don't know why I was so against looking things up on Google, but I do a lot of my research on Google. But I have a bunch of great people around me that love to help. And I realized I was in the wrong circle earlier, because years ago, people don't want to help. They're in poverty. How can they help you? But when you get around a circle of people that's all they want to do is help, and all they want to do is share their information, it does make it easier to ask.
I agree.
It really does.
Yes.
Thank you. I love you, Rachel.
Thank you. Love you, too.
Rachel is one of the best people I have met in the second half of my life. No, I mean, I'm still in the first half of my life, because I don't plan on dying to 100. So I'm still in the first half of my life. But she's one of the greatest people I've ever met in my life, and I'm grateful for her. All the way from Canada.
Thank you. That's right.
She's in a Canadian soccer field. All right.
And it's freezing.
That makes absolutely no sense to a Texan.
That's freezing.
No sense whatsoever. It is hot right now. I'm sitting outside. That's why I have my background. I have my video on, and I am sweating. It is like 90 degrees. It makes – oh, wait, let's see.
Oh, my God.
90 degrees
Fahrenheit. I'm jealous.
90 degrees Fahrenheit is something like 30 degrees Celsius. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Shooting you a poop emoji now.
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to bring back Mike. I mean, not Mike. I'm going to bring back Scott. Scott, let me unmute you. There you go. Scott's unmuted. Give me a little sound check real quick, Mike. I mean, Scott. I don't know why I keep saying Mike.
Phone check. 1, 2.
There
one,
he
two.
Is. I can hear you loud and clear. All right. There he is. There is our warrior.
So real quick. So three hostile environments, uncertain environments where it was, you know, full combat pay, hostile fire pay, and then countless, you know, humanitarian type or rebuild missions that I've been on. And if I can share one thing and then get off this phone,
please.
Sometimes we must also embrace the low areas of our life and in the trenches. Sometimes too often we want to give up when we feel like we're going through the trenches of life. But Nick, make no mistake about it, the trenches of life can sustain you. The trenches in battle can sustain you. It can give you a chance to regroup, to move that fire. So you don't need to worry often. In the trenches. Not worrying about your brain. Formed against you.
Okay, Scott, I think you lose a little reception, but I heard formed against you. You almost made
yes,
me.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I heard. Okay, there you go. Go ahead and say it again.
Yeah, what I was going to say was sometimes we have to not get discouraged when we find ourselves in the trenches of life, because in battle, the trenches are what sustains your life. You can get below direct fire and continue to move toward your objective. And you don't need to worry about wrapping your wounds and stuff in bandages, but wrap your brain around the fact that you are more than a conqueror. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and continue to move forward toward the objective.
All right, God Dog and Scott, you can see that's coming from a 3-time hostile environment war veteran. Okay, so we're going to listen to that. Michelle, you want to respond to that?
I just want to say thank you, Scott, for your service. Thank you for sharing your struggles with frustration. And you said something earlier, you said trust yourself. And I didn't really touch on that much, but thank you. I'm going to use that. I'm going to make sure I use that next time. Like I said, I'm growing and learning, and this is something that, any suggestions from anybody would help. But I'm definitely going to use trust yourself. That is something that I'm big on, self-talk. I kind of whisper things to myself, and I'm gonna do that one, trust yourself. Because, yeah, we have everything in us. Thank you, Scott.
That is very wise, very wise. We appreciate you, Scott. You are a gentleman and a scholar and a warrior. We appreciate you. I'm going to call on – yes, thank you. I'm going to call on Shannon now because I want to comment after Shannon comments, and this is completely strategic because I want to say something, and I know Shannon going to do what Shannon do. She's going to just slay the whole thing. Shannon, if you would like to comment, and you'll set the tone for what I want to say.
Hello, everyone. Michelle, you were absolutely amazing. I appreciate your transparency, and what I wanted to tell you was that it was absolutely needed. Feeling the energy from your call, feeling the energy from everyone that was on the phone, people needed to see that CEOs get frustrated, and CEOs struggle with arrogance, and CEOs struggle with everything that you revealed on the call today. I do want to say that it is not, she has come an astronomical amount of growth has happened with Michelle. And what I love about her is that the power of her ask, the power of her questions, the power of her saying, I don't get it, I don't understand it, I don't receive it, help me. She's so open. She's so receptive, and that's why she's retired at the age of 50. That's why she's living her dreams. That's why she's a CEO, because she can be transparent. And transparency breeds growth, prosperity, and customers. Michelle, I love you. I thank you for your transparency. You helped me so much, and we're in this together. Love you much. Bye.
Okay, Michelle, you got to respond to that brilliance.
I am like so poured into right now of all that. That was absolutely, my heart is full, and I receive everything that you said, Shannon, receive. And thank you for letting me know that my ask helps, because at one time I was so scared to ask because I felt ashamed or stupid, or I didn't think I could compete on a level, and it's not competing anymore. It's not about competition. It's about learning. And if I don't ask, I'm not going to grow. I'm not going to be the person that I want to be. I have to ask. because I don't know the answers myself. So thank you, Shannon, for your beautiful, your kind words, your insight. Thank you so much. I'm learning to shine by watching you. Thank you.
Well, that is most awesome. Shannon, did you want to respond to that?
Michelle, you are absolutely welcome, honey. Learning to shine is what it's all about. That's what we do, and you do it well. I love you, and you're welcome.
And there it is. Okay, so I'm putting up my video right now. I'm sitting outside, had my video a little darker, so the scene. I want to be transparent here because frustration can pop out in a few different ways. And so over the weekend, I heard my business partner, and whom I love very much, Tempest Smith. She is one of the greatest things to ever happen to the United everything, the whole universe. She is just a gift to everything. And for a moment, I got frustrated because she was mad at me. Now, think about this for a second, ladies and gentlemen. I just want you to think about this for a second. You can be frustrated when you're dead ass wrong. Excuse my language, but we got to be real, okay? We just got to be real. You can be frustrated, and that don't make no sense at all. And that frustration comes from arrogance. It comes from a sense of not wanting to be corrected. And then it comes from a sense of embarrassment. So please know that in your frustration, you're never right. Please know this here. I'm trying to be as vulnerable as possible. You're never right. Never. You can't be frustrated and be right. Unless you're frustrated over someone hanging in the tree, some injustice to women being raped and people are silent. Unless you're frustrated over that, something that is objective, something that says, you know what, people shouldn't die. If you're frustrated and no one has died, if you're frustrated and no one has been brutalized, hung, sex trafficked, you're wrong. And that's honest. It's very honest. And you don't have to be a bad person to be frustrated. You just have to be a person. And when you are frustrated, please know you're not right. You can't be right. Whether you've been wronged or the one doing the wrong, your frustration is hurting the person you're frustrated at far more than it is serving you. So, Michelle, I just respond to that. I just wanted to say that, and I knew that that needed to be said from my position, my platform, and I am a role model, and I have to start accepting that. And sometimes we need to hear our role model say that we just totally effed up and we totally are frustrated and being stupid when stupidity doesn't serve us or the people that we are serving.
Wow, sir, thank you for your transparency. Yeah, thank you very much. And yeah, we all F up. That's why I think it's frustrated with a capital F. But you said it when you said that there's nothing good out of it. We are completely wrong. It's all on us. It's all our choice. It's all under our control. And we lose it for one brief moment that we lose control. And that's exactly what it is. And then we get angrier even more when we do that. So thank you for your transparency as well. But we are all human. And as long as we learn from the mistakes that we made, then there are really not any mistakes. And we just need to pause, think about who we are, that we have all this greatness in us, and being frustrated, it just takes that all away from our greatness. So I just want to thank everybody for speaking and for all your transparency. Thank you, Scott and Anthony and Rachel and Shannon and Grace and Antonio. Thank you very much.
Definitely, definitely. We'll open it back up for Q&A. I just saw Scott's message. Yes, sir, Scott. Me and Tempest will be on the flight on the way out there. in the morning. So you would definitely see us, no doubt, for sure. And I come to pour out and give everything I have, buddy. So we'll see you in South Carolina in a couple of days. Now, let us move forward in our Q&A. Who among you, I haven't heard from Melissa, our resident millionaire, who would like to talk, anybody who would like to add value to this wonderful, super-duper conversation in which we're having?
This is Jim. I'd like to add something.
Okay, Jim, we're going to go to you, and then we'll go back to Anthony right after Jim. Go ahead.
All right. Michelle, I just want to tell you thank you again for that eye-opening for the eye-opening message. It was definitely awesome. One thing I got out of it, which was very interesting, I think we share characteristics when we get impatient in lines, especially when it makes absolutely no sense of the reason why you're in a line. But I think it spoke well on your end when you said, hey, I'm going to combat this feeling by being grateful, and on top of being grateful, I'm going to flip this person and I'm going to sell them so they can be aware higher, have a higher awareness. So kudos, definitely kudos for that. And I appreciate watching your growth, even though I'm a little bit, I'm not as close as I should be, but I do watch and I see the growth.
Thank you, Jim. But I do see your growth. I do see your growth. And thank you. Thank you very much. And don't worry about those lines. No, and don't try to some line hop either. That doesn't work. You try to go to the next line, you're just going to get somebody who needs a price check. Just stay where you're at, because you're exactly where you are supposed to be.
Exactly. And thank you again, Antonio, for your transparency as well. It speaks a lot to your character.
Well,
for a man to be able to say, hey, I was wrong.
That's what I wanted to say.
Okay, well, I'll let you say it, Anthony, but please know I am a piece of garbage, a piece of poop emoji like everybody else. I promise you I am. Go ahead, Anthony.
That's why I wanted to touch back what he said. It's such an honor and pleasure for all of you all because, you know, we're like kids and you all are leading the flock and we're watching y'all. And for you to be transparent, because we all have our issues going on in our life, you know, and a person most times don't want to admit they're wrong. That's where the frustration come in at. It takes a big person to admit they're wrong and try to make them right. And just like you said, Antonio, you mess up and you are a leader. You're leading us. And be wary of the person who think they got it all together, because trust me, they don't. You have your issues. You get dressed every day just like we do. And just like Grace said, a decision, you have to make a decision. You're going to make a decision one way or another. If you don't make a decision, you still made a decision. You just made a decision not to do nothing about it. And just like Scott said, your circle is very important. Your circle, the people you surround. As I mentioned, Les Brown said, you're hanging around with 9 broke people. Guess what? You're going to be the 10th. You know, a true friend is going to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. So I just want to thank all of y'all, you know what I'm saying, for leading us and being transparent with us, because we're all growing together. As much as you teaching us, every time you teach us, you're growing too. You're never going to get to the point where you know everything. It's impossible. And if you do, you stop living.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I guess we're right at the energy of this conversation. You see, my struggle here now, and I'm just saying this on a level of transparency because I want everybody to be helped. And I can't look good because I'm admitting vulnerability. So I'm a big poop emoji. That's for sure. And not in a good way, like I gave to Rachel. Rachel's a good poop emoji. That was a good way, you know. But in my way, I'm the way you use it bad, at least in this instance. See, what I haven't accepted yet, and I want everybody to hear this, what I haven't accepted yet, and it's hard on my level of things. I know I'm a leader. That's easy, you know. The leading part is easy. It's this role model thing. That, man, that's hard. I'm not really sure how to approach this in a level of vulnerability and transparency, but it's hard being a role model. You never get to mess up. You always have to have your ducks in a row. There's millions of people watching. I mess up the, you know, stocks go down if I'm a publicly traded company, or I mess up and then the company can't do anything. You know, there's so much on me and the pressure is so big. You know, there's not a day, and I'm just being honest here, there's not a day that I wake up to where I don't get to rest. I'm always Superman, you know? I have to, there's not a moment. If you cuss me out, I don't get to respond because I am expected to be better. It's hard. It's hard. It is insanely hard when you are where I am. It's unfair. It really is. It's not in a complaint mode because, you know, nobody should complain. I signed up for this. And it's kind of the things that comes with it. You know, what comes with fame is everybody's going to talk about you. You know, there are going to be people who don't know anything about me but my name and hate me.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you get to that level, there are people around you like Shannon, Tempest, Grace, Deanna, like my whole team, Michelle, they're just so great. But it's so freaking hard to always be great. Now, please hear me. I can't say this strongly enough that when you are always forced to be great, you want a break. And sometimes that break doesn't serve your greatness. Mm. I mean, just think about that for a second, man. It's hard. I'm not complaining, you know, and I'll let anybody respond. And this is recorded. It'll go out and for everybody to listen and hear on podcasts and stuff. But it's hard being great all the damn time. You got to be great in the bathroom and privacy. You know, your number twos in the toilet got to be great. Your diet has to be great. You at the doctor's appointment got to be great. And sometimes you forget to be great to the people who are great to you. And it's hard.
Antonio, can I say something? Can you hear me? It's Rachel.
Sure you can. Go ahead.
I listened to what you're saying, and I know, I mean, we're coming from different spectrums on this. In 1995, I was Miss Smith Falls, if you can believe it. Wow. And it's not a huge feat though. But anyway, I was young. I was, you know, 17. I was young and I quickly became the bullseye of an easy target because it was just that. Anywhere I went, any clothes I wore, anything I said, anything I did, I was just in the eye of the public and people were just waiting for me to screw up. And a bunch of lies got said in the local paper and I became a saga for a couple months, so much so that I had a lawyer had to be involved because it was just horrendous what I went through. So I understand to some degree what it's like to feel like people are always watching. But what I've learned now when I look back is just like, you know what, the people are going to judge you no matter what, but the people who really, really love you and who are meant to be in your circle, they just want you human. And we think all the weight of the world is on our shoulders, but it's really not. And we just love you no matter how you are. So you know what? Like, those are the people that are in your circle. And that's all that matters. And you know what? If people are judging you and saying things, then you know you're doing great things. Because if you're not being talked about, then you're not making waves. So I'd say, you know what? Go have a beer. Go have your cigar. Go Amen. Relax. Take a freaking day off.
Yeah.
And the world is still going to happen. And the people that are meant to be in your circle, they're going to be there no matter what anyway. So we love you. So go ahead, take a day off.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Seriously.
Can I say something?
No, I'm going to let everybody's going to respond. This is Michelle's conversation. I just wanted to kickstart. Actually, I didn't kickstart it. Michelle kickstarted it. I just wanted to continue what she kickstarted on the value of being transparent. So please, anybody can say anything, but first let me respond to Rachel. Firstly, I'm smoking a cigar right now.
Woo!
Yes.
I love you to quit, but okay.
Smoking a cigar and drinking a beer, you know, right now. It's a mild cigar, mild beer. It's better than taking a to the head, you know. I used to do that, you know, when I'm older, I can't do all that stuff. But you're right. And anybody, all of you are more than welcome to respond in whatever way that you would like to pour into me or into the world, because the world is going to see this. And all of you have something to say. So I believe V-Rev, double certified from ATS and Les Brown, has something to say. Thank you, Rachel, very much. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, all this is awesome. All this is super good. First, let me start by saying, Michelle, wow. This is dynamic. This is what I imagine Let's Talk Tuesdays being. Mm-hmm. Is actually something, a subject coming about that actually helps transform and change people's lives and their mindset. So this is awesome. This is great. This is super great. Point number two, boss, I understand. I get it. Being a role model, yeah, I understand that power on multi levels. I get it. But watch this. You just helped me by showing that you're not Superman. Here's how you helped me. With you being my boss or my role model or my mentor, my pastor, the person I look up to, I see you being Superman, I try to be Superman. So with me seeing that you actually are not Superman, I said, oh, it's okay to get frustrated. And it's okay to keep pushing through that. It's okay to be human. Because when I see the person that I'm looking up to be Superman, I'm going to do everything in my power to be Superman and end up hurting somebody that's watching me. Because I'm just following after what I'm looking at. So you help me by showing that you're not Superman. That was the most powerful thing any role model could ever do, was show that they're not Superman. I don't want to go here, but I'm going to say it. I wish more preachers would not be Superman. And show that they're actually human. And they real. People's lives can change when they see that the person they look up to is not perfect. So take them off a pedestal, but still respect their leadership, but don't worship them. Follow them.
Well, I'm not going to disagree with that, buddy.
So thank you. That transparency was totally awesome. It was totally needed. And as me being part of the team, that helped me. So Michelle, thank you for bringing out this subject, frustrated with a capital F with some exclamation points behind it. Because this is it. This is it.
You're absolutely right. I think Anthony wanted to respond again. And I'm just running the Q&A. I'm not taking over anything like that. Before Anthony responds, or anybody else want to respond, Michelle, we said a lot. If you want to respond, you got about three or four from Rachel's conversation, my conversation, Brian's conversation, and Anthony Lee's conversation. If you want to respond, you got a lot of them.
Actually, I just want to say thank you, everybody, for commenting and being active in this Let's Talk Tuesday. As Bryant said, this is, I think, what I had visioned when we started talking about that, is an awesome Q&A, people actually learning and growing and being transparent. I like the way that this has turned out. I like the way that everybody is bringing something onto the table. I mean, it's good that we all can learn and grow from each other. Thank you all.
Yeah, that's pleasant. You're right about that. I think, I'm not sure I guess, Deanna, did you have something to say? You called in, looks like it, or maybe I'm wrong. I'm not sure who has something.
Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to plug in my phone so nothing's got on me.
Okay, we can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to say, Michelle, thank you so much for an amazing call this evening. It was absolutely amazing. Dealing with frustration is one of my not-so-strong suits. So you really helped me to better work with myself on my frustration. Boss man, wow. Thank you for your transparency. Like Brian said, and like everyone has been saying, we look up to those, and it's harder to follow somebody who isn't real. it's harder to follow somebody who doesn't lead by example. How are we going to know how to work through something if the person we're following has never been through anything?
Right.
So thank you for your transparency. And again, Michelle, thank you for an amazing call this evening. There was one point in the call I was like, I didn't sign up for this. I'm leaving. So so you did an amazing job this evening. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. I'm going to unmute. Okay, Michelle, you can respond to that.
Thank you. Thank you, Deanna. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that you are. I've got to help you a little bit in that. Yeah, I actually, it's weird, but when you, I think we feed off of, we're around each other so much, and that I think when you see me get frustrated, you're calm. And I think if when I see you get frustrated, that I tend to calm down. So we're learning from each other's frustration of what not to do, if that makes any sense. So I learn from you every day, Deanna. So I am honored to be always in your presence. And thank you very much.
I appreciate all of you. And guys, if you want to keep talking, you're more than welcome. This call is really having. It's slated for 30 minutes to an hour. But if you guys are being helped, we can keep going. It's not, we're not going to block the energy. If you're church, we're not going to block the spirit. I know Anthony loves the church. So I got Anthony. And I don't see the Rev no more. Oh, there he is. So, we're not going to stop what is happening in this place. Go ahead, Anthony. We got you queued up.
No, I wasn't going nowhere.
Okay, I just want to say one more thing. Once again,
man, take all your time you want, brother.
I know business is business, but sometimes we need a down-to-earth conversation to let us know y'all are our leaders. Y'all are human, too. Just like Ryan said, Superman, but even Superman hit kryptonite. I mean, come on now. We are human. I'm going through my own issues. Everybody want to be on the platform and stage, but there's a lot of heat on that stage. Bishop T.D. Jakes is one of my fastest pastors. Remind me of a sermon he preached when he was saying a man had told him, I take it, I trust you, because you're very influential, that you doing the right thing. He'll tell him, wait a minute, don't hold me on something that you ain't doing. I'm human just like you.
Yep.
So and that's why I love you, Antonio, because and this is just a confirmation on everything because, trust me, I know you got your own issues too. You human. You bleed just like we do.
Yes, sir.
It's just you are a great leader. You're not going to pull your problems on us, but you get on your hands and knees just like we do. We yes, all sir. Praying to somebody. So I just really want to thank you and to say we need a down-to-earth conversation like this every now and then.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely correct. It's just, sometimes it hurts to be not transparent and receive that in the way I said it, because I know it wasn't poetical. It wasn't something that gets tweeted, but it doesn't stop it from being powerful. Understand that, ladies and gentlemen, you will hurt more not being transparent than you will hurt being Superman. I promise you that. I promise you that. So we'll let anybody else go. Rachel, you're more than welcome to go ahead, Jim.
So one thing I will definitely applaud you on, Antonio, is you hit a key that's going to keep you around for a long time, and that is humility. Humility is a key element in any type of leadership. It is the one thing that will keep people following you, even if you're going in the mud, because they'll go right in the mud with you. Because they can identify your struggle. I think that's why people identify so much with Christ, because people talk about his achievements, but they rarely talk about the things that he struggled through. And you best believe he struggled through a couple of things, but to see how he did what he did in order to get out and get out gracefully, that's what draws people to continuously follow him through thick and thin. So I applaud you with a hand clap of your transparency, but also your humility for allowing yourself to be in a moment of humanity where people can actually reach and touch you. And that is why people cannot put dirt on you, because you are going to, you're basically pouring yourself out to the place where people, it doesn't bear any good fruit for them to even throw dirt at you if you're putting yourself in that position of humility.
Yeah, that's fair. I guess I could say two things. I'll say one thing. As a leader, and all of you are leaders, okay? So as a leader, your job is to respond correctly when you messed up. And that's the truth. It's not the most important thing I want to say. I'm going to bring up, since two or three of you have brought up Christ, I'm going to bring up that for a second. And I'm not going to do it in a religious way to offend anybody, but I want you to know that when you mess up, your response is more important. Mm. More important than your reputation. Your response is far more important than your reputation. Please, I beg you, all of you, please know that people want to know, you know what? You messed up and you're sorry. And they want to see the appropriate actions behind it. And I'm not on a soapbox. I don't mean to pressure you into changing. I hope that all of you would change. But please know your response is very important to the people you hurt. Because you don't get to be mad at somebody because they're hurt that you hurt them. Mm. That's not appropriate. It's not appropriate. And to bring up Christ, you guys brought up Christ, whether you believe or not, and that's up to you, but let's just assume nobody believes. And let's just assume, let me cut on my video real quick. Let's just assume nobody believes. And let's just take it in this manner for a second. You don't believe, but you like this guy, or at least this story of this guy. I want to tell you that the real, as far as what the Christ followers would say, the real miracle of Christ was not that he was God and he did not sin. The real miracle of Christ is that he was a man with all these issues, alpha male with ego. He had his diapers changed and all sorts of stuff coming up. The real miracle is that he was just like all of us and treated people fairly. That's the real miracle. That's the real miracle of the one you call the Christ. It is the real miracle. I'll repeat that so it can sink in your head. The real miracle of Christ, you know, should you, and this isn't a believer conversation. This is just a conversation of this man was an alpha male that had followers, leaders, influential, charismatic, all sorts of stuff. And what he did was he treated people fairly. And when he was not treated fairly, and then died for not being treated fairly, he continued on the cross not to treat people like they treated him. And it goes back to my original point. Make sure that your response when you have effed up, as we said, is that of a Christ consciousness. Don't be so perfect that your response is perfection. Nobody can deal with that. Your response should be nothing but your errors, and people need to feel good when you leave the room. And so, Michelle, I'll throw it back to you, and hopefully you can make some sense of this.
Wow. Can you hear me? Okay. I'm just blown away by how awesome this call has become, with just everybody being transparent, everybody actually coming in and just commenting and staying on. It's the longest call that I've ever been on. it's just that frustration happens, and like Antonio said, it's our response to it and how we bounce back from it also shows us our character and our integrity. We are human. We are going to have those moments, but it's just remember that everything's going to be fine. And to trust in yourself, trust in what you believe in, and just trust yourself and the power of pause. Remember that the power of pause helps so much. At least yes, it does me.
No, you're absolutely right. I know Melissa wanted to say something. I'm going to unmute her microphone real quick. Okay, Melissa, you got the floor. We can hear
thank you. Thank you. Awesome. Michelle, I just want to say thank you for this topic and your transparency, and Rev Tony, you as well. And one thing, Michelle, that I believe I heard when you were talking is that we have to also know ourselves. Like, you know what frustrates you. And kind of once you know what frustrates you, you know how to kind of hinder it or take steps so that you won't be frustrated, if that makes sense. And I kind of agree, like, one thing I do when I feel like I'm getting frustrated or I'm having a feeling that's not positive is that I have 5 songs that I listen to that is sure to put me into a happy mode so that I can change my energy. And so one of the songs is like, I'm blessed. Another one is Because I'm Happy. And even if I'm not happy, I keep on saying that and singing that song till it gets in my spirit and it brings up my energy levels. And what else do I want to point to? That we are kind of in control of our emotions. Like you were saying, if you're in line, it's the way you perceive or your perception. And once you change that and you start talking to the person that, you know, may have more than the certain amount of groceries or whatever, that kind of changes how you feel on the inside. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I know I need to do a reality check and just see what are things that may trigger me to become frustrated, so that I need to know myself better and also learn others' personalities. Like, I can tell you what kind of frustrates my husband, and if I can do something to stop him from being frustrated, that will help our environment in the house. Because if he's frustrated, then my response is not the best response for that situation. Then I have changed the whole atmosphere of our house, when I might could have done something so that everybody would have a good vibe, if that makes sense. And Rev Tony, I thank you as well for your transparency. And I really understand kind of what you were saying about always having to be this perfect person in other eyes. But in my, okay, baby. But in my situation, you know, it's that Christian walk. Because as soon as you don't, if somebody does something and your flesh, you may want to respond in a certain way, but as soon as you do that, it's like, oh, I got you. She calls herself a Christian, but look how she responded, or she's not being a Christian. So you always have to kind of watch how you react to things, because you want to always have that light of Christ, even if that person that you're dealing with isn't acting like Christ. And so it does become hard, and there are struggles that, you know, that I struggle with, because sometimes I want to respond, I want to go straight hood, or, you know, respond with the flesh, but we can't. But and even if we do respond in an inappropriate way, you know, then we grieve our spirit because we haven't magnified God or responded in the way that God would want us to. Then we're convicted and we go through all these feelings, and, you know, we have to do things to counter that and repent. And so I understand, and thank you for being transparent. And this has been a great call, and I just want to thank y'all for the time. Everybody be on the phone and allowing us to talk. You.
Yeah, we definitely appreciate you. I would be remiss if I don't let Bryant Johnson go, and if I don't let Shannon come back and give us some more words. And then after that, Michelle, you can close us out. You can respond to both of what they're going to say, but there's no way in the world Bryant and Shannon don't have something insanely powerful to say. So Bryant, we'll go with you first, and then we'll let the two ladies close us out. You can unmute your phone, Bryant.
Yeah, I'm unmuting. In a second. I'm walking outside here. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Okay. In a response to everything, Melissa, that was awesome. You said a lot of powerful things. Let me say this. Frustration. We all deal with it. We all go through it. The key point in everything that was said, from Michelle's message with her points to Antonio's transparency to Melissa's response to everything, the key point, everybody, Anthony, everybody, the key point was that recognizing that you get frustrated, but being able to control your response or your retaliation to the frustration, to not to come out with negative energy, but still remain positive in the midst of it. To go spiritual, the Bible say, be angry, but sin not. It's okay to, you're going to get angry. You're going to get upset. You're going to get frustrated, but sin not. Don't retaliate in the manner of your frustration. One thing Antonio been teaching me here lately is do the opposite. Do the opposite of everything negative that you would normally do. If you normally wouldn't listen to motivational speaking in the morning, do the opposite. If you normally wouldn't make that phone call and get that sale, do the opposite. If you normally would retaliate in a negative manner, do the opposite. Do the exact opposite of the energy you're feeling when you get frustrated. Because again, unless you're getting frustrated because somebody get hung or sexually molested or something like that, your frustration is poverty. And your frustration is your fault. And your frustration is negative energy that you are operating in because you allowed negativity unto your pasture.
Powerful, powerful. Shannon, we're going to let you go, and then we're going to let Michelle respond to both you and Bryant.
Bryant.
All right. Hello, everyone, again. I would be remiss if I didn't say again, Michelle, this has been an awesome call. I just wanted to share that. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm trying to turn onto a road, and then I'll be good.
Okay, turn safely now. Wait a minute.
I just wanted to share honestly that what I'm hearing, and after listening to everyone, and knowing my team, and knowing how we've grown in the different phases,
We lost you, Shannon.
I'm here.
There we go. Okay,
there we go. Right. It all has a lot to do with forgiveness. And when you go through that process of forgiving yourself, then you can do what Michelle and Tony did today. Michelle didn't beat herself up and constantly remain frustrated and secluded, closed within herself and her frustration. She was transparent about it. Tony didn't beat himself up for the situation. He came to terms with what happened and he's fixing it. And that's because they've both gone through the phase of forgiveness. When you first forgive yourself, then you can't forgive others, and you don't get upset when you hit a long line at Walmart. You either don't go to Walmart, find out when the lines aren't long, or you're not bothered by long lines, but you don't get frustrated at a long line in a store. Because you've gone through that process. And so I encourage everyone, like I told Michelle earlier, I felt a ton of energy off of this call. I felt a ton of just minds going, hearts going. So many of you had so much to say, but didn't say anything. You just received, and I commend you for that. But I want you to touch back to forgiveness. Dig deep within yourself. If you're frustrated and if you're dealing with arrogance and you're dealing with irritability, dig deep inside. There's something on the inside of you that you haven't forgiven. There are some people that you haven't forgiven, because you have to start with yourself. And that's what I'm hearing today on the call. This has been amazing. This has been awesome. It's not just coincidence that any of you called in today. Michelle, your topic is not a coincidence. This is not a rabbit out of the hat topic. This happened for such a time as this. And I'm glad I was here for it. Thank you all.
Michelle, on you to respond and then give your closing thoughts.
It's always hard to respond after Shannon.
Yeah, she makes it that
so
way.
So powerful sure. and so profound. But I will respond to Bryant when he said to remain positive. And that's what it's about. You have to be, you have to catch yourself. I catch myself. Is this, like Grace said, is this killing my happiness? Remaining positive brings you back out of that frustration. As far as with Shannon Clark goes, it's all about forgiveness. It has so much to do with forgiveness, because if you're not forgiving yourself, you're going to stay in a frustrated state. You're not even going to get out of a frustrated state. I thought my whole life was probably one big frustration. Now I'm able to recognize when I get frustrated. I'm actually able to grow from it. I'm actually able to learn from it. And I'm glad that I was able to be transparent. I don't think if I was forgiving myself, I wouldn't be able to have the transparency. Was I nervous about it? Not really, because I feel so much better about who I am and my self-esteem and my self-worth. That, and if I need to be transparent to be able to help somebody, then that's what I need to do. But I could not have done that without forgiveness of myself. So I guess in closing thoughts, in saying that frustration is a feeling that we can control. It's something that, yeah, we all have it. We all face it. I'm sure I'll have another moment of frustrated, maybe tomorrow or the next day. The point is I can recognize it. I can change it. I can stop it in mid-motion. And I'm also around a bunch of great people who support me in everything that I do, who point out my resistance and my frustration in a nice, kind way. I don't make them frustrated. I try not to make them frustrated. So for anybody out there that feels frustrated, remember to take the power of pause. And it's going to be okay. It always is. It always ends up being okay.
And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Let's Talk Tuesday, led by Michelle Mueller. Our next conversation on Let's Talk Tuesday will be led by our very own CFO of the DeMarie Group. Her name is Grace Sandals. She is so powerful, so graceful that her name is Grace, and that she is retiring in less than 4 weeks. You missed it. Don't worry about it. I just need you to know that she is retiring. Thank you all for coming out. God bless you, and good night.